may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I don't care.
Who cares?
I don't care.
I don't care.
We don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
In a world where the only thing that matters is what your favorite celebrity is wearing or who is leaving whom, one podcast stands above all the others and tells it like it really is. This is the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Kemp and Morgan. Hey, good Morgan.
Well, hello there.
Hey, it's Monday. We're back at it here at the big, big happy news. So, how was your weekend? You worked, right?
But I did see Beauty and the Beast again, so that was good.
I've been reading a lot. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about Beauty and the Beast, and it did great, by the way. It did like $88 million again this weekend.
I'm sure.
So it's like the biggest movie of the year in just 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of folks are like, I loved it, and then I can't get past some of the things in it that are glaring, like the fact that Emma Watson really can't sing. And they probably should have dubbed her voice. But she's perfect as Belle, mm-hmm. I think. Except the auto-tune. It's just like... Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's go see it. Don't stay away because of that. You will cry. I've heard everybody that I've talked to said that it made them cry.
Yeah.
And for that, that's good. That's good.
And goosebumps, so. All that
good
stuff.
Yeah. All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. I hear we have big, big breaking news this morning.
We do?
Well, for us, yeah. What's going on?
Yes, but.
Yes, but.
And because it is called the Who Cares News.
Uh-huh.
This is basically news that we could, like, super really care less about.
That's true.
In a super-duper way.
Well, but that's the whole joke, isn't it? That's why it's a big story this morning.
Well, because if people tune in to hear something huge...
Really?
I don't know.
Have you met us?
Headlines read the big news this morning.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian reveals plans to have a third child.
Wow.
With Kanye West.
With Kanye. Is that in the headline? Like she was going to have a kid with anybody else besides Kanye?
Well, you know. Like a... I don't know if she's thought about it or not.
She's still married to him last I checked. So I think that's kind of that's the conventional wisdom is that you have a child with your
spouse.
That's
the conventional wisdom, yes.
I think. Continue to have children with your spouse.
That's what they say.
Can you imagine the person who wrote this headline last night with Kanye West? Really? Like, we needed to know that? This is why we do what we do here.
Well, I know,
but... Half of it is to poke fun at the celebrities. The other half is to poke fun at the stupid journalists who actually run this news. Let me get off my soapbox. I'm sorry.
But what he's saying is, personally, I don't care whether she has a kid or not. I don't.
Right.
But the fact that she still wants to have children with Kanye West.
That's the important part.
That's the crux of the story.
Oh, man.
The crux.
That's the big news.
She's still doing the wild thing with Kanye West.
You know what? I didn't need to see that in my head. All of a sudden, it's like, ew.
Well, in a shocking promo for the next Sunday's brand new episode of Coup de King.
Uh-huh.
Kim drops a baby bombshell. I'm going to try to have one more baby, she says in the clip to Chloe and Courtney. But the doctors don't feel like it's safe for me.
See, that's the thing. She had an issue with the last two.
Yeah.
Her kids need a mom.
They need a mom.
Well, they have a nanny. I guess they're okay. They got all the money in the world they're going to need. That's for sure. And, you know, by the time they're 13 and 14, they will have their own line of cosmetics and socks.
Northwest is about to have her own line of clothes.
There you go. We're just like moments away from the next generation to keep the Ryan Seacrest crap
North
going forever.
Saint. What would they call this next kid?
I don't know. Saint.
Emperor?
Emperor. I like Emperor. Hey, yesterday at the Warner Brothers Studio Tour... I was there, and I've been talking about it all morning. We witnessed some of the filming of the pilot, Young Sheldon. That's the spinoff for The Big Bang Theory.
Uh-huh.
It's the story of 11-year-old Sheldon Cooper, when I guess he was in college when he was 11 or something like that. And here's what we've learned, okay? Uh-huh. We know this already. The show is going to star Zoe Perry, which is Laurie Metcalf's real-life daughter.
Right.
Laurie, you know, plays Sheldon's mom, Mary. I think it's very cool that her daughter, who is also an actress, Zoe Perry, in real life, will play her as a younger version of her, which I think is cool. Jem Parsons, who we know plays Sheldon Cooper, is going to narrate the show, kind of a la The Wonder Years. You remember Daniel Stern used to play the grown-up Kevin Arnold.
Yes.
One big change we discovered yesterday, the show will not be performed before a studio audience like most sitcoms. It will be a single, they call it a single camera production.
Why?
I don't know. Because it seems more dramatic, I think. Yet, a lot of comedies have been doing this. Modern Family is what they call a single camera show, no audience. Life in Pieces, which is a hilarious show.
Yes, it
is. No audience, a single camera. Anyway, this is a move that many sitcoms have gone to in the past half dozen years or so. Nobody knows about that yet. That part of it is an exclusive right here on the... I know, this is why we call it the Who Cares News. We come up with the news that you can care less about.
Well, you found it.
But I found it. That's an exclusive. Young Sheldon will be a single camera, at least for the pilot.
But there's nothing funny about that story.
So, I'm giving you the poop. There was nothing funny about your story. None of these stories are funny.
Huh.
I just thought it was worth sharing. It's an exclusive. We're breaking that story, as a matter of fact.
Okay. All right. Then, there you go. So, in case... well, there you go. All right.
We can do that.
Good on them.
Good on them.
Did you see the Big Bang Theory, Sam?
I did.
I'm sure you talked about that
already.
I did.
Yeah, I did already. Yeah. Saw that. They wouldn't let us take pictures. I hate that. I don't know why it's such a big deal. It's not like they're going to reveal anything. I mean, everything was covered up with sheets. That's what they do. They cover all of the set pieces.
When I was there before, they had everything covered up with sheets.
Yeah. I think they cover them up as soon as they're done filming. I think they don't want anybody, you know, spilling green stuff on Sheldon's spot. Oh, wait, that already happened.
Elton John turned the big 7-0 over the weekend. And
wow.
He had a big bash.
Wow.
I know.
I remember him 70. When he was only 25. That makes me really old.
And in Elton John's style, big bash to support his AIDS Foundation / birthday party.
Yeah.
So naturally, Lady Gaga's there. Stevie Wonder's there.
Yeah.
Both performing, which was attended by list of A-listers.
A-listers or D-listers?
Well, Katy Perry, John Hamm,
James
Corden.
He's moving up the ranks. I'd say he's a solid B or B+. Right
now. I think he's...
You think he's an A-?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
James Corden, A-.
Yeah, and Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris, I always include in the A-list. He's just awesome.
Also, he was celebrating 50 years of collaboration with his songwriting partner, Bernie Taupin.
They've done well together.
You think?
Years. Yeah.
They've had a couple hits.
A couple of hits.
So Bono, Prince Harry, Ellen DeGeneres, and David Beckham, all of whom were not able to attend, they recorded videos wishing Elton John a happy birthday.
Oh, how nice. You know, Ellen wasn't at the studio tour at Warner Brothers yesterday either, but she recorded videos to welcome us there.
Oh, jeez.
So, she did.
What was more important for Bono, Prince Harry, Ellen DeGeneres, and David Beckham?
I know, right?
What was more important? The event was hosted, I don't know why this is weird to me, but the event was hosted by Rob Lowe.
Why would that be weird?
I don't know.
Rob's kind of a B-lister now.
But
he was
he's
A-lister.
Hosting...
Oh, what?
He's hosting Elton John's
it's a fundraiser.
Party.
It's a fundraiser, and somebody's got who'd you say? Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder performed, so somebody's got to introduce them, you know, and introduce the videos. Oh, by the way, Elton, Bono couldn't make it, so here's a video from Bono.
Well, I didn't know that Elton John and Rob Lowe were buddies.
Apparently they are.
I guess. They're
BFFs. We need to find out what the deal is. All right. There you go. Well, the deal here is that we're out of here. We're going to go.
That's our deal.
Yeah, it wasn't funny. It doesn't always have to be funny. It should always be funny. Well, who am I fooling? it just wasn't. We failed on a number of planes today. But that's okay. Tomorrow might be better. And
it might not.
Might not. See you tomorrow, though. That's for sure. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and leave us a review, too. We're also available on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or at our website, bossbossradio.com/whocaresnews. Or you can listen live daily after 8:45 Pacific, Monday through Friday mornings at bossbossradio.com.